Morning Watch, Saturday. The Will of God, Week 6. Doing the will of God in the kingdom of God under the government of God for the church as the Israel of God. Galatians 3, 7 through 9, 14, 26 and 29. Know then that they who are of faith, these are sons of Abraham, and the scripture, foreseeing that God would justify the Gentiles out of faith, announced the gospel beforehand to Abraham. In you shall all the nations be blessed. So then, they who are of faith are blessed with believing Abraham, in order that the blessing of Abraham might come to the Gentiles in Christ Jesus, that we might receive the promise of the Spirit through faith. For you are all sons of God through faith in Christ Jesus. For if you are of Christ, then you are Abraham's seed, heirs according to promise. Galatians 6:15 through 16. For neither is circumcision anything, nor uncircumcision, but a new creation is what matters. And as many as walk by this rule, peace be upon them and mercy, even upon the Israel of God. Philippians 3:3. For we are the circumcision, the ones who serve by the Spirit of God and boast in Christ Jesus and have no confidence in the flesh. Revelation 12:10 through 11. And I heard a loud voice in heaven saying, Now has come the salvation and the power and the kingdom of our God and the authority of his Christ. For the accuser of our brothers has been cast down, who accuses them before our God day and night. And they overcame him because of the blood of the Lamb and because of the word of their testimony. And they loved not their soul life even unto death. Suggested reading. If we live a new creation, we shall be the real Israel of God. According to the book of Genesis, Jacob, a heel holder, a supplanter, was transformed into Israel, a prince of God and a victor. As a prince and a victor, he could overcome all negative things. Today we need to be such an Israel, a prince to execute God's government on earth. If we have an orderly walk according to God's eternal purpose, we shall become a new creation in a very practical way. And we shall also be the Israel of God, representing God, exercising his authority, and carrying out his administration on earth for the fulfillment of his purpose. Ultimately, this Israel of God will become the new Jerusalem. The new Israel of God must be a new creation. For this, we need God himself to be wrought into us, to saturate us, and to make us one with him. Then we need to live such a mingled life. By living the mingled life of the new creation, we shall be the Israel of God on earth today, his princes and victors, executing his authority and representing his government. Today's Israel of God is a miniature of the coming New Jerusalem, which will be the ultimate consummation of the new creation and of the Israel of God. May we see this and walk according to it. As sons of God, we are his folks, members of his household. But God's New Testament economy is not only to make us his sons, but also to make us the Israel of God. Perhaps we can understand the difference between the sons of God and the Israel of God if we consider, as an illustration, how a son in a royal family is trained to be king. On the one hand, such a son grows up as a member of the royal family, the son of the king and queen. On the other hand, he must be trained in order to become king in the future. Thus he must have two kinds of living, the first as a son in the royal family, the second as king to be. If he has the first kind of living without the second, he will not become equipped or qualified to be king. A boy is not trained to be king overnight, nor does he become qualified to be a king simply by developing certain virtues. If he is joyful, loving, meek, faithful, and self-controlled, he will be a very good boy. But these virtues in themselves do not qualify him to be a king. As a king to be, he must be trained to live and act in a kingly way. The way he sits in a chair or converses with others must be kingly. As one with a dual status, that of a son in the royal family and that of a king to be, he must have two kinds of living. May our eyes be open to see that we are kings in the royal family. Our destiny is not only to be sons of God, it is to be kings reigning in the kingdom of God. If you live in a kingly way, you will be kingly even when you laugh. If we see that Paul's word about the Israel of God implies that we need a kingly walk, the aspiration to live in a kingly way will be stirred up within us. We may even want to pray, Lord, cause me to live and walk in a kingly way so that I may be qualified to be part of today's Israel of God. In a sense, the nation of Israel is the Israel of God and a testimony of God. Even though many Israelites are rebellious and very sinful, however, the real Israel, the spiritual Israel, is the church. But because both the nation of Israel and the church are in a low condition, there is the need for the Lord to recover the real Israel of God. For such a recovery, we need two kinds of living, two kinds of walk. In the first walk, we shall have such virtues as love, joy, peace, meekness, and long-suffering, all of which are the expression of Christ who lives in us. We also need the second kind of walk, so that we may be the Israel of God, bearing God's kingship, representing Him with His authority, and executing His governmental administration.